The David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Just 5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, and this is the time where we transition. We're talking all things, for the most part, Colorado State Rams, and who better to do that with than the David Roddy. It's the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. David, before we get into basketball, there is something very important we need to discuss as far as our relationship going forward. Dan Quinn is interviewing for the Broncos head coaching job. He's also interviewing for the Vikings head coaching job. So are we going to be cool, man? I mean, whatever happens between the Broncos, Vikings, and Dan Quinn?
I think we're going to be good. I thought Denver wanted Brian Flores, so that's my assumption of it. But if we get Dan Quinn, it'll really help because the Vikings have been struggling to just win for the past few years, ever since that NFC championship that was abysmal. So, I'm excited for really anybody.
So would you like to see Dan Quinn as the next head coach for the Vikings?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, okay. I love Dan Quinn. He did really well with the Falcons, and then did really well with the Cowboys as well. So, I would say Dan Quinn would be a great spot for
If the Vikings get him, I keep thinking Quinn's maybe the front runner, but a couple of different guys, offensive coordinators and all that for the Broncos. So if the Vikings get him, I'll just wish you good luck, man, and we'll still be friends. We'll still continue to do the program.
Yes, definitely, 100%.
I thought this was cool, David. A friend of ours covered with the Denver Post, of course, wrote an article on the program, on this program. It was Kyle Fredrickson, a great guy, had reached out to both of us, I think, obviously individually, and put together a nice write-up in the Denver Post. I thought that was cool, obviously, for the show and what you've been doing with this program, but for the Denver market, too. I mean, CSU continues to grow, and I love when the Denver market steps over to Fort Collins and takes a big interest in what's happening with the players and the team.
Yeah, I think it's really awesome. Dan, I really appreciate the coverage of it. I think what we're doing here on the show is really special. Like you said, we're the only NIL radio show in Colorado, so I think that's a pretty cool thing. And then just building that foundation of what the NIL sphere could be like and the potential of, what athletes can do with their name, image, and likeness. So, I mean, I'm just super blessed and honored to have that coverage and to be on the show.
It was funny because Kyle, he asked me, he said, did David express interest in doing media and radio and such? And I don't really think so, man. I mean, when you and I talked, it was more or less just, hey, I'm interested. Let's rock and roll. You love Crazy Carl's Pizza and wanted to get on and talk more. I told him after the fact, though, I said, I don't know if he still feels that way, but he certainly could. So, David, I think down the road, when basketball is finally done several years from now, I think you do have a future in this. You're a delight to listen to, easy to talk to, and obviously, being such a skilled player, you have a wealth of knowledge to let out for all those listeners tuning in.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in this down the road, just within my work career. It's always very interesting to see the behind the scenes look. I was just talking to Brian Roth after the San Jose State game, and he was just so natural with everything that he was saying. And I was just mesmerized by it. And he just said, it's years of experience, and he can just ramble on and on and on. And it's kind of going on autopilot mode, but it's so crisp and detailed as well. So I was really impressed with it. Just hanging out with you and in the studio and everything, it's just super, super intriguing. And I mean, Tony Romo and past players in the NFL as well as basketball players have done a really great job of covering, the analysis of the game and giving their, own personal experiences, and I think that's great for the viewer.
So you mentioned Roth. So is that more? Would you be more of interested in doing play by play or color commentary, or doing an opinionated radio show? What do you think you'd be more into?
I feel like a radio show would be a little bit easier. You're not live on the spot, a camera on you, millions of people watching you. Listening is a little bit different. But, just thinking of, Tony Romo color commentating, that's, really on the spot. Tony Romo has predicted 20 plays already in his career, and he's 20 for 20. So understanding that might be, a little bit more of a challenge, I would say, just because it's, live and color commentary and everything. But, radio, I'm pretty much used to now, just working with the show and everything. So I would probably go down that track first. and then maybe go into color commentary.
I know we get tons of compliments, man. People love hearing your insight, especially now because this is a special basketball program. I was reading Kevin Lytle's article in the Coloradoan about the attendance averaging 5,000, and that's crazy considering the last few games. I mean, we haven't had a lot of the recent games where the students have been in full effect, too. So, I mean, that's got to be pretty special for you guys to – I don't know if you guys looked at that article, but to be averaging that, I think there's only one other team that's done that for Colorado State. So you are in kind of almost uncharted territory.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. The first, you know, experience of that was the Air Force game when we first got back. I mean, the student section lower bowl was, like, basically full on both sides. And you know, the season ticket holders, of course, you know, they're always great, as well as just the general admission was going super high up. So, you know, in warmups, we all looked at each other like, whoa, like, just imagine last year or 2 years ago, like, what the crowd looked like. And it was, like, maybe 1,700, 1,800. And now, you know, to have that high of a number is just a super great testament to, you know, Fort Collins and, you know, how supportive they've been of, you know, myself and the team the past few years. And it's just, I mean, it's just amazing to see. And bringing Moby Madness back is just, you know, a great, you know, feat of ours. And, you know, it's a goal of ours to keep it that way.
Well, and I think you and I have talked about this both on the air and off the air, but that's got to be a pretty special feeling, knowing that, hey, we built something here together as a group. You and Isaiah Stevens and, of course, the coaching staff, Coach Nico Medved. I was reading in that article, it was half the attendance when Coach Medved got here. So to be able to watch it grow has got to be something pretty unique for you guys.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, just to see all of our hard work kind of pay off and, you know, bring Moby Madness back and you know, just give, you know, the students, you know, more interaction with the players and having, you know, the student side is super, super important. They're so, you know, interactive within the game as well as, you know, the general admission in the city of Fort Collins. So, you know, it's an amazing sight to see and just to, you know, look back at the videos that are made and just looking back at the photos as well as, like, you know, the old Moby, you know, 2012, 2013, that's usually what, you know, I researched before I came here and I wanted it to, you know, match that or even exceed that. So, you know, we're on the way to doing that, and I'm super proud of that.
We got the David Roddy Show rocking and rolling here today on this Wednesday. Late one tonight for you guys. And this is what I love about your show, too. It's way, obviously football, we're set in stone. There's a game Saturday or sometimes Friday for the Rams. But for you guys, we're moving all over the place. So this show, sometimes it's mobile. And I do appreciate you always kind of rolling with the punches. But because it's a late game tonight, we were able to get you on before. So I love talking to you before we go into an actual game day.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I'm always excited to hop on the show and give you guys just a little bit of insight, you know, without breaking too many rules. But yeah, I love it. And it, you know, it just gives the fans a little bit more of a taste of, you know, who we're playing and our game plan as well.
Another big opportunity for you guys, too. I mean, I looked at this before the season, a lot of national exposure. Yes, we want Moby Madness to rock and roll. But being on CBS tonight, 8 o'clock. I mean, that's for a lot of people. That's like primetime basketball watching hours, too. So another big opportunity for you guys to turn some heads.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, CBS has done a great job, you know, with us this season. You know, again, just another marquee game. You know, we're wearing our state pride jerseys today, which is pretty awesome as well. So, you know, just to have that national spotlight, you know, in a pretty much primetime game for the West Coast is actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, state pride night, of course. What's that mean to you too? Because I know, obviously, on the Minnesota side, coming here to Colorado, you just fell in love with the place. You've told me that, man. I mean, everything about it. Maybe not the weather today, slipping all over the place. But what's that like for you, David?
Yeah, it's great. You know, just to, you know, again, you know, I'm a Minnesotan, and Minnesotans are very, very close connected, no matter, you know, if you're from there or not. And, you know, it's the same way in Colorado. You know, there's just always this niceness around, this kindness that's, you know, always shared within the people. And it's very similar to Minnesota. So, I mean, I just fell in love with it and all the opportunities that are in Colorado and the amount of support that they have for their sports teams and their universities is amazing. So, yeah, I mean, just to represent that state is just as much as, you know, representing Minnesota. So it's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be a big one tonight. A heck of an opportunity to really showcase Colorado, too. I mean, state pride and then wearing all those uniforms on CBS, that's where you get the national attention there. So a big one coming up tonight. Talk to us a little bit about New Mexico. New coach, obviously, they're trying to find their way. 0-4 in the conference, but they do have some studs. Jamal Mashburn and Jalen House, both sons of former NBA players, and they're having great starts this season. So what can you tell us, what can you tell our listeners a bit about the Lobos?
Yeah, the Lobos are a really fast team. You know, they're great in transition. You know, Jalen House and Mashburn are two one-man transitions. They can, you know, take the ball from end to end and score a layup or get a great assist. So they're talented scorers. You know, Jalen House is great defensively. He loves to get steals, loves to pick up full court. So, you know, they play hard. They play really, really hard, actually. And, you know, they're a great team. They're, you know, coached by a great coach, Coach Pitino. He was actually at Minnesota, too. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for him and what he did there. And now I expect, you know, even more at New Mexico. So he's going to flip that program around. And, you know, they're on a roll. They competed with Utah State, you know, into overtime, UNLV as well. And I think they're just trying to catch the groove, and I think they're at the beginning of it. So, you know, it's going to be a really tough game today. Just, you know, stay disciplined. They have a lot of, you know, high ball screens and everything. So, you know, it's very fast-paced. So just be ready for, you know, a very competitive and hard game.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, too. Yes, even though they've lost their last four games, they've been very competitive in all of those games. Like you said, they've had shots. You know, Nevada was a 9-point game. Utah State, they were right there. Utah State barely escapes with a win there. And the Boise State game was pretty close, too. So you're right. This is one of those teams where you can't take a play off. You have to be ready, kind of keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. You know, I think that, you know, with every team in this conference, you know, the conference is so much better than years prior. And you know, they're young, as well as, you know, they're a bunch of new guys and, you know, they have a lot of energy as well. So, you know, just understanding that and needing Moby Madness today to, you know, definitely help, with our, you know, late game push as we always do and hopefully, you know, keep a lead, is very important. So, you know, again, it's going to be a great game, and it's going to be very, very competitive.
David, here's an interesting one for you. If I'm asking a New Mexico player or coaches, you know, what their game plan would be for you guys, what would you say that is? Just kind of give us a summary of what you think a team puts up on that chalkboard.
Yeah, man, I would say, I mean, try to limit as many threes that we shoot as possible. You know, where I think we're the best shooting team in the country, So you know, understanding that. As well as, you know, getting back in transition, you know, we're a great transition team. We're a great transition team and half-court team, so it's pretty tough. But, you know, yeah, definitely stopping us in transition and stopping those, you know, big plays would be, you know, definitely on the scouting report.
Yeah, and such an unselfish basketball team, too. I love when we have a David Roddy takeover game or Isaiah Stevens takeover game. Those are fun. But it's also really fun, too, like we saw against San Jose State last week where, I mean, you guys absolutely blew the Spartans out, and there was no doubt from start to finish, but everybody's getting involved. And so that's kind of a different aspect to watch, too. I love it when the takeover games are great, but getting everybody involved is second to none.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I think the team needed that for sure, just to get everybody back in rhythm, and, you know, having a great road game, a great road win, you know, in San Jose was super helpful to the team. You know, I mean, you just got a lot of young guys getting confidence, you know, like Jalen Lake played, you know, extremely well. Isaiah Rivera, super efficient game. Deshaun, you know, getting rebounds. James as well. Just basically everybody getting, you know, touches and getting more confidence, you know, within, you know, the scheme of the offense is super important for, you know, the later games. So, you know, games like that definitely help a lot, you know, just with, you know, the young guys and their confidence.
Well, and I know you're high on Jalen Lake. You've talked about him, and I think a couple of weeks ago you said, hey, that guy right there is the future of this Colorado State Rams program.
Yeah. I mean, as you can see, you know, we go to him in late games and, you know, we ask a lot of him, you know, for a freshman. So, you know, for him playing as much minutes as he is and producing the way he is and also just being a team player and you know, buying into his role is very important. And, it's very respectable that he's doing it at such a young age.
Yeah. Now there's just so many guys we could go down this entire roster. There's so many unique players. But Chandler Jacobs, I know you. Hey, we asked you a couple of weeks ago. Hey, we had a listener texting in for the Getting to Know David segment, asking, hey, who gives you nightmares, man? Who's tough to guard? Who's tough to go up against? And you just said, hey, I'm not going any further than my own teammate. Chandler Jacobs, one of those guys that can give anybody fits.
Yeah, he's a special talent. You know, he's one of the most, you know, unselfish guys that I've met, for sure. One of the most talented guys as well. He's a great human being, you know, and he's definitely, you know, sacrificed a lot. You know, he's the D2 National Player of the Year, and now, you know, his role is a little bit different, you know, in the D1 sphere. So, you know, he's just been awesome, accepting his role and helping the team win as much as possible. And I think he's due for a big game. So I'm just super excited for him and you know, to the trajectory of him during the season.
Maybe a big game tonight, as we said, national coverage from CBS, 8 o'clock, going up against New Mexico State Pride night as well. So a wonderful opportunity to get out to Moby and support this basketball team. David, we got a lot of questions loading up, man. Are you pumped? Are you primed, ready to rock and roll for Getting to Know David?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
All right, man. We'll take a short break. It's the David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Get your questions in on our First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Shoot us a couple of questions for David. We'll see if we can get to him. We'll be right back. It's the whole show, or it's the David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll be right back.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is like the least pump up type music ever for game day. But hey, I know. It's Getting to Know David. The David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. David, my friend, we're loading up questions for you. I got this one to start things off. I think you're going to like this one. This one's from the Weld County Swami. Hit a game winning shot or make a defensive stop to prevent the other team from winning. What's your favorite?
I would say, man, what's more rewarding? I would say, yeah, getting a defensive stop first. You know, I haven't hit too many game winners in my life, but I feel like I've did enough on defense to get, you know, stops. It feels great. But it feels great at the end when they don't score, you know. But I think hitting a game winner would be, you know, amazing. So I would probably I'll say game winner.
You're going with the game winner. And you've had a lot of defensive stops too to kind of to solidify a win. So I mean, you're used to that, I guess. But like you said, a couple of game winners.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. Not too many. I had a game like Steelers, like put the nail in the coffin, but not too many, you know, buzzer beaters. I think that's Isaiah Stevens' job.
Yeah. I think either one would be pretty cool, right? This kind of follows up. This one's from John. What's your most memorable or your favorite win? What is your best win ever?
Man, there's so many. I would say, man, that Virgin Islands championship game was great. Just because it's just the way how we bounced back, and you know, we came out really, really lethargic and not really ready to play on defense. And, you know, to come back and win that championship, the first championship, hopefully of many in the CSU era, is, you know, is definitely one that, you know, holds close to my heart for sure.
It's probably one of those questions I'll save and ask you again at the end of the season, David, because my guess is there's going to be a lot more memorable games coming up. This one's from Greg. Who are the influential coaches or teachers in any sport, whatever, who helped you prepare for your post-high school career the most?
That's an amazing question. Wow. I would say first my high school coach, Brad Barber. I was with him. He was my AAU coach in fifth grade and surprisingly got the job at, you know, my high school that I went to. So, you know, he was definitely the one who instilled that competitive spirit in me. You know, just having, you know, older brothers, you know, that was always a foundation. But for him to actually identify it and acknowledge it and grow it, that's all him. So I would definitely say him. Many, many teachers at Breck School, I mean, I can count just about 15 of them, just made a huge impact on my life and as a young man. So I would say, you know, those group of people were just, you know, awesome mentors for me.
We're in our Getting to Know David segment as a part of the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Here's another one for you. Who was the main recruiter who landed you at CSU?
Yeah, it was Coach Thorson and Ali Farokmanesh. So Coach Thorson, you know, Coach Thorson's at Minnesota now. You know, he had that, you know, literally everyone in Minnesota knows him, and he knows everybody. He's the most connected man I've ever met in my life. So, I would say him. He was texting me every day, and he was all in as soon as he saw me. And then, you know, Ali, who is basically a big brother to me now. He's, you know, my trainer and as well as my coach. So, you know, I think those two definitely, you know, sold me to come to Colorado State, and, you know, it's paying off for sure.
Well, this question is probably already answered then, so maybe we'll change it, but it's why CSU? Maybe you could tell us what was said, because I know you're having long conversations, several conversations with these coaches, but what was ultimately the thing that brought you in and you said, man, that sounds like the place to go where I want to grow my basketball career?
Yeah, I mean, there was many times where, you know, in my gut, I knew where to go. I just didn't want to believe it too early. You know, everybody, you know, works hard, you know, in Big Ten country to get Big Ten offers. So once I got those, it was really tough to, you know, say no to them because it's really what I worked for my entire life. And there was this one time I was texting Ali and he said, you know, you're only going to be, you know, I wanted to compete against the Michigan States, the Michigans, you know, Purdue's and everything in the Big Ten. And he said, like, you know, you're only going to be there in that arena for about 2 hours, you know, and then you have to, it's like, are you comfortable going back to wherever you think that you would land? Are you comfortable going back there and practicing each day and then preparing? And then you go to Ann Arbor, then you go to East Lansing, then you go, you know, to, you know, anywhere else. Like, are you comfortable flying back with that team, with those coaches and in that campus? And that really was like, okay, like now I know really where to go, because it was a no brainer at that point with just the people that were, you know, in Moby Arena and as well as just in the community. So I would say, yeah, that's what definitely sold me.
Wow. And what a, like, obviously that's so great of a coach to say, because that's the reality of the situation. But honestly, for you, David, what a mature decision to look at that and say, to think deeper. Because nowadays, I don't care if they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s, people do tend to think of the highlights, right? They think of what are going to be the really big moments instead of what's going to get me to those big moments. And I think that was an amazing decision, obviously, by you. CSU fans would probably agree with me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's the best decision I made in my young life, for sure. Hopefully, you know, I mean, I love it here. So, you know, hopefully I can stay here as long as possible.
We got a couple more for you. I'll get to this one. Do you take it personally every single game now that you guys are not in the top 25, at least on the AP, because you guys are in the top 25 back in the coaches poll? Do you think about that before you go in, before tip off or anything like that? Or does it really register with you at this stage?
For me, I use that as motivation. I'm kind of like Michael Jordan in the certain way of like taking everything personal, with that way. So, yeah, I would say so, but we're not really worried about that. We're worried about, you know, getting better and competing at our best each game. You know, if it happens, it happens. You know, we've already been there for 3 weeks. So, you know, and it fluctuates every single week. So, you know, we'll see where we end up, but, you know, we're just worried about ourselves.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, at the end of the day, it's great and everything, but you got to take care of the conference. That's what it's ultimately about. And again, a big one coming up tonight against New Mexico. That's been Getting to Know David. We'll get to some of these questions for next week for sure. If you guys want to shoot us questions anytime, we can save them. 888-530-0043. You can tweet at us all the time as well. David, when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. Take a look at what's next. Obviously, tonight for you guys, but let's look at the next couple of games for the Colorado State Rams. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Slam the coffee and tune in to Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in. Wrapping things up with David. Big one tonight for the Colorado State Rams as they look to extend to a three-game winning streak going up against New Mexico State Pride night as well. Heck of an opportunity to be on the national stage as well. So New Mexico tonight, David, and we talked a little bit about that game. Looking ahead, I think you guys have three games until we talk. Air Force coming up. In a couple of days as well, and man, that's a gritty basketball team, and they play really well on their home court.
Yeah, I mean, Air Force is rolling right now. You know, the freshman guard that came in and replaced, you know, AJ Walker when he was on COVID. I think he got a triple double the past few games. So, man, they're a super tough team, and it's a tough place to play as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's another opportunity that will be on FS1. So another opportunity there at noon for some national glances at this program. And then coming up on Tuesday, you guys are back home against Nevada.
Yeah, I mean, man, you know, what can I say about Nevada? You know, they're a super, super talented team. They have a great point guard in Grant Sherfield and great pieces around him that, you know, love to score, and they're very fast-paced as well. And, I mean, man, it's like every game in the Mountain West is a battle. So, you know, I'm just super, super excited for this, you know, slate that's, you know, going to come up soon. And man, we just have to go, you know, one day at a time.
Boy, that one's going to be a late game, too. I think that's is that a 9 o'clock tip?
Oh, I'm not sure. I hope not.
I looked on ESPN. I think it's 8 o'clock, I thought. But I think they're wrong on that one. But we'll double-check and get that information out. But some big games for you guys when you're looking at the schedule, no doubt about it, down the road, too, because we do have the Wyomings and the San Diego States down the stretch. But, you know, like you said, you got to take care of these teams first. You have to take care of business so you can set those games up to be as epic as we've been advertising.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, you know, we can't slouch on anybody. You know, anybody can beat anybody on any given day. So we just have to go in and be prepared for New Mexico and just, you know, play our hearts out.
Yeah, big games coming up, David. Okay, last one for you, and we're going to let you go. Be honest, have you slipped today? Have you fallen at all on that ice?
I have not. I've been so close. I'm not going to lie to you. When I first walked out of my apartment to go to class, this kid was on a skateboard. And he leaned back to turn, and his skateboard just completely slipped under him, and it was bad.
Oh man!
And yeah, so many. I think they closed campus down early today. So, advice. Okay, I'm from Minnesota, and so I know a little bit, a thing or two about ice. Put salt on the ground. Do not put sand on the ground. Salt helps melt the ice, and so you have more traction on your shoes. I don't know who said sand. But it's not sand. It's salt. Please put salt on the ground.
Okay, I'm writing this down, man. Tips from David. We could just do like a weather segment with you, too, man. I think because you've seen it all in Minnesota.
Yes, I have. I've seen 110 days, and I've seen negative 60 days. So it's anything in between.
Well, be careful out there, my man. Excited for this one tonight against New Mexico. And, again, it is State Pride Night. So, hey, we're all proud of you, man. The listeners are so pumped. They love watching this Colorado State program and you guys grow. And what better way to showcase that tonight? State Pride Night in Fort Collins, also on CBS Sports. So, hey, just go get them tonight, my man.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. And please stay safe. Please stay safe.
Stay safe. Put salt down, right? Make sure you do that.
100%.
David, we appreciate you, man. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Go Rams.
All right. That's the David Roddy Show. Well, that's David. This is the David Roddy Show. And it's like we're morphing back into the whole show here. It's very unique. And if you guys haven't read the article yet, Kyle Fredrickson, I believe we've had him on this show a couple times. He's from the Denver Post. And they took an interest in what we're doing with this program. I don't think anybody's doing a full-on coach, like a coach's show format with players. You know, that was the idea going into this. This is why you've heard me talk about name, image, and likeness. I'm a big fan, and, you know, he is willing to do the radio shows and stuff, but he's learned so much too. I mean, he admits it. He's like, dude, I'm talking to business owners. I'm doing radio. I'm learning how the advertising game works. So there's so much to name, image, and likeness that is a very positive thing. Can it get abused? Is it getting abused? Certainly, both from the businesses and the schools and the booster clubs. I mean, we're talking millions of dollars. Do you put some kind of a cap on what a player can? I mean, I'm not a big fan of that, but the bottom line is it is going to be used as a recruiting tool. There are going to be businesses that are, hey, come on, make sure you come to Fort Collins, man. We'll get you some of that name, image, and likeness money. So, I mean, that's where we have to be careful. But as far as what this is all about, and the fact that, you know, the Denver Post took a liking to it and an interest to it, this is what people want to hear, right? They want to hear these players. I mean, they watch David Roddy every single night. They watch him play basketball. They love cheering for him. But you want to hear more from these guys. And so for David to do this with us each and every week, for the players that we've talked, I mean, we're going to talk to Bodie Hume tomorrow for the UNC Bears. Excellent football players. We talked to Ellison Hubbard up until he transferred. We were doing the Ellison Hubbard show until he transferred out. Talk about a whirlwind of a time. And then we pivoted and got Scott Patchen on. Two outstanding guys, two different perspectives on Steve Adazio. I mean, seriously, Ellison didn't say he transferred specifically because of Steve Adazio, but I don't think it helped. I don't think that relationship or lack thereof helped. And then you have Scott Patchen on the other side, who, no matter what, he said, hey, I got coaches back. And both guys, you can certainly respect for those for their beliefs and who they're backing and whatnot. But so these have provided us a heck of an opportunity to learn more about the players, to learn more about the programs, and just kind of, you know, you get to hear like who his influences were. Guys that are big parts in their recruiting. Ali Farokhmanesh, I mean, he's telling us what Coach Farokhmanesh was saying to him about coming to Fort Collins. Getting on those, learning about those conversations too. So great chat with Roddy. And man, Moby Arena continues to grow. How about this? Kevin Lytle put this article together in the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. They have been on fire as far as attendance goes. Non-conference games against Oral Roberts and St. Mary's, according to the Coloradoan, drew almost 7,300 fans, and then 7,000 for the St. Mary's game. That's crazy, right? It holds 8,000. That place is pretty cool when it's packed. I mean, it's cool anyway. I like Moby Arena. I've always liked it. First time I went there was for like a high school game, I think. But it's a great spot. And they're building that Moby Madness. They're really building that up. That's crazy, man. Those were the first 7,000-plus crowds for the program since 2017. They haven't sold out a game since 2015. So I'd be curious if that number just continues to grow. So get this one. CSU needs to average just shy of 6,000 spectators in the final seven home games to surpass the 2012-13 average as the most the highest average in attendance for Colorado State in their history. Tonight will be interesting. I mean, because of the weather, are people still going to go out? And it's going to get colder. It's going to get slicker out there. So, I mean, are people really going to go out tonight? If you do, be careful. As David said, put salt down, man. Just put salt down. It is a slippery mess out there for sure. 45 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, let's wrap up our poll question discussion. Who would you like to see as the next head coach for the Broncos? We have the leading candidates at thewholeshow.com. We'll be right back.
Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard. Weekdays after the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Hull Show. Powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1, 1310 KFKA. You can also listen to us online at 1310kfka.com. I myself download the TuneIn app. It's free, and you can listen to us anywhere. On your phones, rolling around, doing whatever. So you can listen online. You can listen to us in Brazil if you wanted to. I do want to thank Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. They're the only family-owned and operated funeral home in Greeley in the Evans area. They're great people, you know. And listen, going through that is such a tough thing, it's the toughest, right? being able to have some of the planning done, taken care of, the pre-planning, it's just such a great gift. It's a unique gift. Their motto, services as unique as life. Go to their website, Mosier, M-O-S-E-R, funeralservice.com. That's Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Kind of wrapping up the show today. We started talking about the Nuggets and the trade of Bol Bol and P.J. Dozier. I mean, I don't know if Bol Bol's going to, if they're going to keep those guys, like if Boston's going to keep Bol Bol around or what that looks like with P.J., but they're trying to avoid the luxury tax. How much does Bol Bol really add to that? Not a lot, but moving on from Brent Forbes obviously helps them with that. So kind of a salary dump for the Celtics. For the Nuggets, they gained a pretty important asset. Now, I liked what Chris Dempsey told us earlier. He's like, hey, that move doesn't necessarily put the Nuggets like, oh, they're a contender now. But it does open up the offense a little bit more. It does open up the floor. So I'll be curious to see how Michael Malone utilizes him with the Joker, because I don't think he's going to start. He might start some games, but I don't see him as a starter. So how do you stagger those minutes where those two can get some productive time together on the floor? So that will be interesting. Summarizing our Method Flow Products poll question of the day, who would you like to see as the next head coach for the Denver Broncos? And I love it when you guys add names that I don't have on. Jeff saying Brian Callahan will get the job, I think. The guys that are rising to the top are, at least according to our sources, Nathaniel Hackett, Eric Bieniemy, Dan Quinn, Kellen Moore, Kevin O'Connell, Jerod Mayo. Those were, at least that's what Zach was telling us yesterday as we were talking about this. The Hooligans are speaking loudly on this. You guys like Nathaniel Hackett. You think that he's the one you'd like to see be the next head coach for the Denver Broncos. Over 40% of the votes going his way. Eric Bieniemy is second. Dan Quinn is third. Then Kellen Moore, Kevin O'Connell, Jerod Mayo getting the least amount of votes. Go vote on thewholeshow.com. That poll will be available for the rest of the day until we think of something else for tomorrow. I'm shocked they didn't even interview Byron Leftwich. Like, he didn't get an interview. Doug Peterson didn't get an interview. I would imagine it's too late in the game now. You've kind of set the table for who you're talking to. But I was kind of high on the Byron Leftwich prospect, but apparently the Broncos were not. You know, when you look at the list, Dan Quinn's the only guy that has head coaching experience on this list in front of us. I mean, Mayo's not even a coordinator. He's a position coach. That interview is probably more or less, hey, would you come over as a coordinator of some sort? That makes sense. I don't think he has any. There's 3% of the Hooligans that have voted on him. It would be the shock of the world if Mayo becomes the next head coach. It does feel like, to me, it's going to be Dan Quinn. Stevens told us yesterday from DNVR Broncos that it's Dan Quinn and then it's everybody else, or it's Dan Quinn, go way down the list, then it's Nathaniel Hackett, then it's everybody else. The fear with Quinn is, if that's your guy, is that maybe he takes the Minnesota job. Is the Minnesota job more appealing than this job with the ownership situation? The answer is yes. So George Payton is becoming a salesman for Dan Quinn. If that's his guy, if that's the one he wants. Stevens also noted that was like the first sit-down dinner interview. And I think that's an interesting nugget of information. More of a, not, I don't want to say casual, but not as business-like as an approach we've seen with the other coaches at this stage. So odds are Quinn's the favorite, but he's not just the favorite for the Broncos. The Vikings are very much in this game as well. So that might be the big fear, those of you voting for Dan Quinn. But Nathaniel Hackett, at least according to the Hooligans today, seems to be the head coach of choice. All right, we'll get back at it on a Thursday. We're going to retool the Thursday night special. We're going to bring that back. We haven't done one in the new year. So we're bringing that back. We're going to start delving into playoff talk. Some pretty interesting games coming up, especially that Chiefs-Bills game. So we'll start looking at that and so much more. Tonight, Colorado State Rams going at it against New Mexico. Need to keep winning these games if they want to crack that top 25 code. Betting Across America coming up next. And then the Good Afternoon Guy with our friend Brian Gary. That's going to do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.